Okay, so there's our title slide. And Genesee County is in southeast Michigan. And as you can see, it's centered around the city of Flint, the historic home of General Motors, with some suburban areas and also some villages and rural outlying areas. And the history of the community really has been, you know, tied to the history of the auto industry. Flint is largely a company town. About 30 years ago, there were 80,000 employees at General Motors there, and now there's only about 16,000. So this is one of the, you know, strong socioeconomic factors which is leading to serious health issues and needs for intervention. And specifically, in Genesee County, a few years ago, we can look at the great disparities in the infant mortality rates between African Americans and European Americans. And, you know, as of about 5 years ago, African American babies were dying at three times the rate of European American babies. So the health department convened a group, pretty wide, group of partners, including the traditional healthcare and hospital systems, as well as grassroots community-based organizations, in the REACH 2010 effort to reduce this reduction in infant mortality disparities. So you can see we have partners to the health department, medical centers, and many folks in the community. And this program was strongly community-based, and the idea was, well, there have been clinical programs in the past that have tried to reduce infant mortality, and those are certainly useful. But the idea was to do something a little bit different and to combine traditional type intervention with fostering community mobilization and reducing racism, which was one of the strongest interests of our community-based partners. So these, together with enhancing the baby hair care system, will lead to maternal infant health improvement. So just briefly, the components of these programs. Reducing undoing racism was emphasized through the undoing racism workshops, and these were conducted by the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond, based in New Orleans. And these workshops included almost 900 participants, and most of the participants were from the healthcare sector. A lot of hospitals and healthcare agencies, either strongly recommended or said, you guys should go to this workshop. So it was a very, pretty good section of the healthcare community. Also, there was programs with community members at the African Culture Education and Development Center and birth centers, and an Undoing Racism media campaign, which reached out to thousands of people in the zip codes that the program focused on. There's also the component of mobilizing the community. So there's a MIHAS program based in the center that was a faith access to community economic development. This is grassroots community-based organization, but also one that is fairly large and stable. And this provided client outreach and advocacy, as well as asset mapping. And this is something that was actually integrated into the training program for medical residents at some of the local hospitals. They actually went around in van tours of the communities for the patients that they would be serving, so they'd have a better understanding, these patients. And some of them said that this really helped them when interacting with patients to understand the issues they're dealing with and to more effectively deliver healthcare services. Also, community dialogues and Black Men for Social Change and Women Taking Charge of Their Health Destiny, two groups that are working along community mobilization and empowerment and conducting activities like health fairs. And then the Healthy Eating Program based in GCARD. GCARD is the Genesee County, it's basically a social service agency that's run by the county, so it is a county agency, but it originated as sort of a grassroots community service organization. So folks in the community really identify it as a community organization, even though it is really a county entity. So it's nice we get the sort of best of both worlds with that. And then enhancing the baby care system, there's a PRIDE program, PRIDE Medical Services Committee, and this has been using the PRAT, the Perinatal Risk Assessment Tool, and also a Face Up to Wake Up campaign You know, so if you guys heard of back to sleep, face up to wake up, you know, definitely trying to promote safe sleeping practices to reduce infant mortality. And then also a one-stop center with services. You know, the idea was, you know, people have many different things they need, and to have to go around town to all these different locations, especially when, you know, you don't have good access to transportation, that could be a barrier. So have a one-stop center for services. And then also the University of Michigan Flint has been integrating a training program into their, you know, their medical and health services educational programs. Okay, so this is the logic model for a REACH 2010 intervention, and you can see a lot of the different specific activities that this program is conducting, and you can think that through all the different activities, you saw activities that were based at the individual level, activities that were based or geared towards the systematic or institutional level, and also activities that were geared towards the community level, trying to, you know, make an impact on the community as a whole. So in order to really track the progress of these programs, you know, of course you can have the traditional process program evaluation, which, you know, which was included, where you, you know, track the number of people who attended sessions and these different meetings and whatnot. But we also wanted to have an evaluation plan that could really capture the impact of the REACH program on the community and on infant mortality disparities. So what we did was we've been tracking this through an analysis of vital statistics as well as what we call the Racism and Health Disparity Survey. And this this presentation will focus on the vital statistics, where we examine not just infant mortality rates, but also some of those risk factors that are really important predictors, such as birth weight and gestational age that you heard in the previous presentations. And what we did was we compared the trends in Genesee County, home of the REACH 2010 program, with demographically comparable areas in the state of Michigan to see, you know, what's been happening over time. And as you can see, with these two components of the evaluation, we can address the long-term outcomes that the REACH 2010 program, you know, seeks to have impact on. And unfortunately, we don't have time to go over the survey right now, but we actually do have another presentation on it at ADPHA if you're interested. Okay. And this is just an example tracking the different activities. This is sort of part of our process evaluation, as well as trying to tie together these activities with the, you know, perinatal health outcomes. And to get into the vital statistics analysis, we'll start off with the perinatal health behaviors. You can see Genesee County as compared to four other counties in the state of Michigan, and these are all counties that had a substantial African-American population, so that's how we selected them. Saginaw County is sort of right next door, demographically similar in the sense it has an urban center surrounded by suburbs and then rural, you know, agricultural land around that. Berrien County is in the west side of the state. It's home of St. Joseph's and Benton Harbor. Oakland County is often largely, you know, sort of suburban Detroit, but also home to the city of Pontiac. And Wayne County, of course, home to the city of Detroit. And you can see the month of pregnancy when African-American mothers enter prenatal care by county, there's been a slight improvement over the past few years in Genesee County. I should say that the REACH activity started largely around 2001 and 2002, so that's sort of like where we're, you know, taking our baseline from. And you can see this gradual improvement in the early years and the patterns in the other communities as well. The number of prenatal health care visits by African-American mothers by county, this is something that Genesee County residents seem to be faring fairly well on in comparison to the other areas. Something that, you know, we definitely like to see high. And then on to the vital statistics analyses, the perinatal health outcomes. Here we can see the annual infant mortality rate by race. This is actually for European Americans or whites, African Americans, the county as a whole, and then Michigan as a whole for comparison. And you can see slight decrease between 2003 and 2004, but a real dramatic decrease between 2004 and 2005 from about 22 infant deaths per thousand births to about 15.2. So this is something we are really, really excited and happy to see. And you can see that the infant mortality disparity ratio, the ratio of African-American infant mortality to European infant mortality, has been on the decline as well since about 2003. Looking at weeks of gestation for African-American infants, one of the big risk factors you were just hearing about, you can see in the past few years, the weeks of gestation has been steadily rising in Genesee County, and also in some of the other comparison counties, but not as clear continual pattern. Birth weight in grams, this is an indicator that doesn't seem to be faring so well, and might be a little puzzle to us how one of these could be rising and one of them could be falling, but maybe other panelists or members could provide some insight to this. But it is something that we're also tracking. 1 minute APGAR scores, these seem to be relatively high in comparison to other communities. Percentage of African American pregnancies with medical risk, this is something that was lower initially than in other counties, but as you can see in the past few years, it has remained low and stable, whereas in others it's been steadily increasing or higher but somewhat decreasing. And the average weight gain for African American mothers by county, you can see that this is also something that improved substantially in about 10 years ago when there was another infant mortality reduction program occurring in the community. So that might be responsible for that increase about 10 years ago or so, but this has been fairly steady and favorable in comparison with other communities for the past few years. And finally, the African American infant mortality rate by county. You can see in Genesee County this dramatic decline starting in about 2003, but most prominently between 2004 and 2005 in comparison to these other counties, where you can see a pretty substantial increase in some counties like Saginaw and Berrien County, whereas in Wayne County and Oakland County it seems to be fairly stable or level. So this was real promising, but look at this closer and really sort of test alternative hypotheses, we looked at sociodemographic trends in Michigan using vital statistics and the U.S. Census just to see if there could have been something else that could have accounted for these these wonderful trends. Well, if you look at the percentage of births to teenage women, you can see this actually increased in Genesee County, so that couldn't be it. Percentage of total births to unmarried women, this has gone up and down, but really hasn't declined dramatically, especially between 2004 and 2005. Percentage of population with a high school degree, this actually slightly declined from 2003 to 2005 in Genesee County, and it's fairly stable, but in the steady increase in some others. Percentage of the population with a bachelor's degree, this increased slightly, which is really nice in the past few years, but nowhere near as dramatically as the decline in the infant mortality rate. Percentage of the population with income below the poverty line, this rose between 2003 and 2004, or between 2000 and 2004, but was stable or even a slight decline between 2004 and 2005. Median household income, also flat. I hope the presentation is enlightening enough that you don't need the overhead lights, but if you could try to turn them back on, I'm sure somebody would appreciate it. And then, of course, thinking back about all these slides and the patterns you see, none of them really resemble this dramatic decline in African-American infant mortality. Okay? So that's pretty good convergent evidence, right? But we're still thinking critically about this. So we looked at some other indicators, including the African American mortality rate for all other age groups. Okay, so here you can see that in Genesee County, the African American mortality rate in general for those 5 years of age and above has actually been in the increase in the past 10 years, sort of with some variation and fluctuation, but the general trend seems to be an increase in Genesee County, and you can see the contrasting patterns in, the counties. And what we actually did was we looked at the trends in every single five-year age group of African Americans, and none of them had, you know, the same pattern of decline as the infant mortality did. So we just aggregated all these together as, you know, ages five and above. But even if you looked at every single five-year age group, you'd see a pattern that's much more similar to this than to infant mortality. Okay, so we just concluded that these socio-demographic trends could not explain the trends in infant mortality, and the dramatic decline in African-American infant mortality also dramatically contrasted to the African-American mortality rate in other age groups. So, you know, we see that we have some, you know, promising evidence of effectiveness in this program, and we're pleased to say that we're going to continue this program through the CDC's Reach U.S. Program, and we're going to, you know, as well as continuing the programs in our own community, start being a center for excellence and having a dissemination effort so that, you know, we can hopefully provide some support for other counties and communities that would like to have similar programs in the community. So here's our contact information. Tanya Turner in the Health Department is actually giving another presentation right now, a roundtable presentation, but, you know, feel free to contact either of us. And thank you for your time.